Who's going first?
Well, it's supposed to be back and forth. If you want me to go first, I can go first. You're supposed to always lead on it. I'm fine going first today if you want to just spend your whole next episode just reacting to what I say. Also, Michael should have looked up what the smaller parts of a tree are, because that's what we're doing.
What's my episode about today, apparently? Goodwill Hunting? What was your complaint?
Goodwill Hunting. No, I'm going to go first. Shut up. All right. Jesus. It's not going to be... Hold on. What parts of a tree? Like, I want...
The top?
See, you say that, I'm hoping... Yes, this is exactly what I found. I found, like, a worksheet for kids. Okay, no. This is bad. This is, like, your thing. No. Hold on. Shut up. Everyone shut up. I mean, wherever you are right now, don't only shut up yourself, but why would you... Well, first of all, why are you talking over the podcast? Thank you for the extra listen, but tell everyone around you to shut up, because I actually have found what we're calling today. Oh, this is amazing. Okay, I've got it. So I'll tell you what, it's the crown. So the part of the tree, I found like a children's, this is exactly what I wanted, like a children's worksheet, because no, this is the type of shit we do. Hi, I'm Mike Falick. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. We're going to start. We have a naming convention on the show where we go. We have these sagas, and it's either biggest. This is crazy. If this is your first episode, this sounds so crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to find out what a smaller part of a tree was, because we're naming the episodes after parts of a tree. Go back and listen to the plant episode, which is the whole tree, I guess I made up. But Deepu, the top of the tree, the part of the tree with the branches and stuff. No drum roll, please. I hate drum rolls.
Okay. Yeah, they're always anticlimactic. You know, there's like this, you know, because someone will say...
Okay,
to
nothing from okay. your set. This just sounds like something from your set on stage. Okay, the top of a tree is called... Hey, how about that instead of... Wait, I've got to... This is Let's Start a Cult, an anti-groupthink podcast. Here's our first anti-groupthink thing of the day. Instead of drum rolls, have your comedian friend try out a new bit. Because the tension will be that instead of, you know, at the end of a drum roll, you're like, I'm loving this drum roll. I never want it to end. But then when it does end, like something, it's anticlimactic, like you said. But what is better than telling a comedian to shut up? So honestly, instead of drum roll to reveal what the top part of a tree is called, Deepu, start doing an anti-drum roll bit, and then I will relieve the audience of the pain they're suffering through by telling them what the top part of a tree is.
All right.
Okay, well. So start, ladies and gentlemen, Deepu.
Oh my God, drum rolls are so stupid. That when someone says drum roll, please, it's usually told by someone who hasn't gotten laid in about 2 years, and there's this immediate pressure that is put onto the audience where they're like, oh,
the
great.
Top of a tree is called a crown. So, Deepu, this is the crown episode, Mike Edition. Bring it in.
Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Plant Saga Crown Episode, Mike Edition.
Do it again. Tree Saga.
Tree Saga Crown Episode, Mike Edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Wow, look at that. He did the whole thing. So wait, not only is that our new thing now, which is bad stand-up bit, please, instead of drum roll, please, bring in the bad stand-up set. Well, the thing is like, Thanksgiving is tough because everybody's got different political beliefs. And then you go, the Rascal Flatts! You know what I mean?
They're the best.
Well, no, that's what the drum roll would be, like who our guest is this evening. It's like, instead of drum roll, please, it's bad stand-up set. And then you relieve the pressure of horrible, hacky stand-up.
Yeah, just bring that family back together with this awful comic that just appeared out of nowhere.
You're missing the point almost entirely. My point is that instead of drum roll, goddamn it,
I know,
Deepu,
yeah, tell your comedian
right off
to do a bit
so
instead of drum
roll.
So why
did it have to do with Thanksgiving or a family? What was that?
You just said Thanksgiving.
Because I was doing a bad stand-up bit.
Oh, that was
bit.
The bit. Oh.
I was the guy doing the bad stand-up, because that is a bad stand-up bit about how your family has different political beliefs.
I always wonder that. Is anyone's Thanksgiving actually riddled with politicized discussion like that?
Yeah. Do you drink at your family's
events? My family doesn't really drink, no. So
there you go.
Yeah. I guess once you get that booze going, you're like, My side is better. I'm not going to say anything.
I'll tell you stuff stuff I'm proud to have been drinking and shouted at my family.
I can't even imagine what your political views are.
Well, I'll tell you them. I got upset that I've talked about this on the show. I got upset that multiple people were agreeing that Japanese people don't drink milk. And I was like, it's a fucking racist myth. There are more, like, Pizza Hut is a sit-down restaurant in Asia. Uh-huh. Like fuck you. Like, I just went through every single Japanese custom that had to do with milk because I didn't care.
Can you name any others? I mean, is Pizza Hut a Japanese custom?
In Asia, Pizza Hut is more like a TGI Fridays in that it's sort of a chain restaurant. You have to, like, you're seated, and it's not like a fast food. It's whatever fast food is ill-defined nowadays. But it's in Asia, they have the model of closer to – there still is – like, you still can do those takeout. But I guess you can do those takeout orders at Applebee's, too. Welcome to Let's Start a Cold Podcast, a podcast where we talk about the best chain restaurants. God, that does sound like a better podcast than ours. Have I ever told you how I'm obsessed with Outback Steakhouse?
Why? No, you haven't. Why are you obsessed with Outback Steakhouse?
Okay. I wanted to, seriously, when this show started, I wanted to do, like, an entire episode, like, if not an entire saga on Outback Steakhouse.
I feel like we should go to Outback Steakhouse, and then we could, like, do, like, a post-game.
Here's the thing. Uh-huh. Here's the thing.
Yeah?
I'm not making fun of at all the country of Australia, where Deepu, before we started recording, said Lord of the Rings was filmed. But an Australian-themed restaurant is the most patently on its face ridiculous idea ever proposed. What? And then now they don't. So when it came out, there was like Crocodile Dundee, and then they got saved by Croc Hunter later. That Australian culture somehow the weirdest parts of it had made itself into American culture. But until then, there was no real theme to it, and now they don't even really go with the native population thing. So it's just like a restaurant for some reason Australia themed.
Well, I think at least it used to be the case that they're kind of the Australian culture, the Outback culture, is kind of similar to the Western culture.
No, keep doing it in an Australian accent. It's very good. It's in terms
all right.
of
it's
making me laugh a lot.
Let me take a sip of coffee. I'm gonna need a sip of coffee this
time. Oh. Oh, I'll take a sip of coffee too. Let's have a contest.
Oh god, that sounded disgusting. Are you drinking with a straw? What the fuck is that? Oh god. Alright. Alright. All right, let's get into it. I think
Hold on. I'm not done with my coffee sound effect. What's good is that I can do something like this. Like, I can be drinking coffee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no! Deepu!
You're inside the cup.
I'm at the bottom of the giant coffee cup. Help! Oh, God, there's another super coffee coming in!
Oh, man. Well, I guess we lost Mike. Well, I guess I'll just explain.
I'm drowning. There's something living down here.
I'm very far away. There's no way I can help you. I can call 911.
Coffee monsters. What were you saying? Do your Australian accent and let me make fun of it for like 20 minutes.
All right. I think.
Oh, God. No. We just defended a whole nation.
All right. Well, I think that the Outback Steakhouse aesthetic is it's very similar to the.
But you have to understand that every word you say makes me laugh. Okay, the Outback Steakhouse aesthetic. Like, I now desperately I want to get, like, a better job than I have and make a lot of money just so I can have, like, an architect in my house, and I'm wearing a $6,000 suit, even for people that wear nice suits. It's like, what did you put in it? You know what I mean? I overpaid. The guy didn't even want me. I'm in a house. And it's blank. It's these white floors, and I my Italian loafers. I the snap of it on the floor. My hair's gelled back, I've just pulled up in my Ferrari. And there's an architect there who's waiting on my every word. And I go, for me, I'm very inspired by the Outback aesthetic, of the Outback Steakhouse aesthetic. Model the whole house around that.
I mean, it'd be easy to do.
What is the Outback Steakhouse aesthetic, though?
A lot of sandalwood, right? A lot of didgeridoos.
No. Again, they don't even do the native population thing anymore. It's just kind of Australian themed.
Is it just Sydney? Is it just the city?
No, it's not even. It's just like it's essentially like Ohio themed now, because it's just like, yeah, like there's some farmers who live in Australia. That's
okay.
What
they hold think. On. Am I okay? First of all, that's not true, because
when was the last time you've been to an Outback Steakhouse? I cannot believe this is going on.
I haven't been in
when
10 years, but the commercial was on.
Okay, so you don't know. You don't know. Some people might, if you're using your 10 years ago memory. Uh-huh. It is no longer No Rules, Just Right. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they've had 3 slogans since then. I'm
Why are you tracking this? That makes me so mad.
I did a lot of research on Outback Steakhouse. I really wanted to, because it's so weird. Like, and they don't make any mention of Australia. It's not like waiters come up to the table and are like, "Hi, good day, mate. Today's specials are." They don't even sell kangaroo, which Australians eat. So it's just like, it's nonsense. It's just a nonsense restaurant. On its face, it's ridiculous.
They got some fun gags. They got some fun gags. The onion. You got your gigantic steaks. What else you want?
Again, every element of it is hilarious.
Yeah.
The onion. That's what you know about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else they do that's unique.
Here at Outback Steakhouse, Australia. Come in and meet. Who's the guy that plays Captain Barbossa in Pirates of the Caribbean? He's here. Jeff something. Who's that guy's name?
I don't know. Pirates of the Caribbean? You think I watched that?
Yes, everyone did.
Nope.
Meet Pirates of the Caribbean's own Jeff something. He'll be eating a blooming onion. Also other famous... why is this person calling me? Hold on. Hi. Is this an emergency? Let me call you back.
Okay. You can't call me back at 12 after 12 o'clock, though.
Because you turn into a gremlin.
No, I'm going to be on a...
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
What a highly personal interaction over there. And oh my God, that was so funny how he didn't acknowledge your humor the way I feel like I have to every time.
Yeah. Yeah, just because think of how long things will take.
Yeah, we've got nothing done ever.
Okay, here's what I'm saying about groupthink. We're done with talking about Outback Steakhouse because I can't stop laughing at every element of it.
Well, it's kind of related to groupthink. I mean, our nation had a collective set of assumptions about Australia.
Do they though? Because okay, here's what I'm saying. If we're talking about groupthink, I can't name 3 Australian stereotypes.
They're mainly just different animals.
I don't even know enough to be racist against Australians. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. So the idea that there's an Australian-themed restaurant in America, and I don't go in and I'm not like, what a world of learning about Australia I've experienced today. You could tell me 4 facts about Australia when I walked in, and it would be the most educational experience on Australia I've ever had. And yet people just go. That's the groupthink thing. I think you're right. Like, people just walk by them.
But it also doesn't matter. I mean, the Outback Steakhouse is just a business just trying to sell some meat to some people. So if they got to just put 1 layer of dress up on it, you know, a little skirt, little outfit on the steak, which is basically this building built around it, and the font.
I get it. I get what you're saying, that it is a thinly veiled reason for a certain type of food. I understand. But if I'm searching for thinly veiled reasons, I'm not going to go to Australia. It's just the last. It's literally on the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. Okay, even if they're an Australian company, like, then they're not doing a good job. Maybe that's their point.
It would help if Australia had 1 unique thing about their cuisine.
They do. I just watched a whole movie on Australian cuisine. They fucking eat kangaroos, and why wouldn't you just serve kangaroo?
Because that'll be like a huge controversy in the United States.
Why?
Because
why?
Be like,
that's so weird.
Would you eat kangaroo? More at 11. That's why. That would be a news story the moment.
Even that, it makes it the most ridiculous American restaurant in the history of American restaurants.
And people don't want to go to eat extremely unique things. That would be a cool restaurant.
I'm not saying they should have to. All I'm saying is
you're going to order the snake? It's going to be sitting there for years.
A whitewashing of every single L. It's not even, they're white, most of them. There's not even a white, it's white people being like, no, our culture isn't interesting to other white people. Do you think I care about St. Patrick's Day? No, but they've done a great job marketing it. That's what I'm saying. So here's what I'm saying. We're in this is supposed to be anti-groupthink. We can talk more about Outback Steakhouse if you genuinely have opinions, but I just want to get this thought out about the episode. The reason that
it seems like you're the one with the opinions. The heavy, you're bringing the meat on this segment.
On this Outback Steakhouse. Yeah. I'm bringing the meat on this Bloomin' Onion. Okay. What? Okay, why, like, God, oh my gosh. We may end up talking about Outback Steakhouse the entire time.
That's fine. I mean, I'm sure you have a syllabus.
Even if you have a Bloomin' Onion, they don't even do like crazy shit with the Bloomin' Onions. It's just the Bloomin' Onion. Like, they don't even have like the nachos equivalent. It doesn't matter.
The cutting process is pretty insane.
Okay.
The presentation's pretty insane.
I need to get this. I've never said this sentence before in my life, and I don't think I've anyone who isn't on a heavy amount of Benzedrine has ever said this sentence. But like, dude, if I don't get this thought out about trees, I'm gonna lose it forever. So I love the name of this saga because I think there's so much shit we teach kids and we try and make them think that a lot of it's important. And I'm not making this argument of like, you know, man, I never used math. I've never used math. If there's any kids out there, do not need to use math.
You really don't.
The last stanchion of it was tips. And now everybody tells you what the tip's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But that's not, we could debate that forever. But I'm not even talking, I actually do use a lot of math. I was lying. I actually use a fair amount of math. But that's not even the point I'm making. We teach younger children so many things that we're like, this is so, you need to learn this. And we got to make worksheets and shit like that for you. Mm-hmm. The parts of a tree is one of them. Like, I don't know, I might have learned this in school between the ages of 5 and 10 and just completely forgotten it. But it's something like, I see trees every day, and I don't know that I would know the names of the parts of a tree. And so, like, I love the name of this episode because fuck it, the crown. Like, the name of the top of the tree is the crown. It seems so obvious, but it's a great little lesson to learn there. It's somewhat relevant, yet at the same time, like, it doesn't matter at all.
How is it relevant to anything? It's the top of a tree.
There you go. You sound dumb. Now that I know crown.
Uh-huh.
You sound fucking stupid to me. Top of the tree? What is it, your first day on Earth?
What? No, I know that.
I've been here a while. I know that the top of the tree is called a crown. I don't spend my time saying top of the tree.
Okay, well, when is knowing the parts of a tree ever going to help you in life? I mean, aside from making you sound smarter than me right now.
Very important to me, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And you're very good at it, too. But
that is very, if anything, mm-hmm. that's reason enough.
No, but it's crazy to think that at one point I was given a quiz about the parts of a tree.
You definitely were given a quiz about like the parts of a rainforest, like the sections of a rainforest, even more irrelevant than the parts of a tree. Cause I live in goddamn New Jersey and there's no way the parts of a rainforest were ever going to come up for me.
Parts of a rainforest?
I'm telling you that the sections, the stratospheres of a rainforest was definitely a test every single child in America has taken. The canopy, the upper canopy, the Upper West Side, Soho, all the parts of the rainforest.
Oh man, what a useless set of knowledge, useless.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Tax dollars down the drain. Everyone should just be programming.
Shut up.
C++,
as long as
this is not
what we're debating. That's not what we're debating at all, whether tax dollars are worth it.
And I'm not the guy to talk about it either, so I'll just shut up.
Well, but that's not the debate, is whether we should tax people to keep kids in school. Is that what we were debating?
No. Should our tax dollars be spent on teachers teaching this subset of knowledge?
I think it's weird that we were taught it. You went home to a parent and told them it, and the teacher was given the lesson plan. And at no point someone was like, what the fuck are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Well,
you
gotta fill a lot of school days. You gotta fill a lot of school days, so I guess one day's tree day, and that's it.
You think it's like a telethon?
Yeah, yeah. They're just trying to book more acts.
Keep it moving.
You know?
Keep it moving. Camera two, camera three. Go to the tree. This tree. You know who's the best at that? You know what this guy? I make fun of them a lot, but those mustard mouthed sports guys, they are really great at that. We got it. It's the shit. Everyone at the golf tournament is taking a pee. You got to shoot something, and those guys are great at. This is the northeast most fountain here at the course. Saw an egret there earlier. You like egrets, Bob? And it's like, shit, we're talking about egrets. These guys are pros.
Mm-hmm.
Way interesting.
Great sports casting.
Hold on. Second phone call on air. Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Heather.
This
I'm calling
Heather.
From the dealer processing department.
Oh, I get fucking ads
get
like that
all
the
time.
Yeah.
Dude, and you know what's
funny? You
got to
call that number right back and then unsubscribe.
You don't have to unsubscribe. You can block them on your phone.
But no, to get off the list that they're using.
Dude,
okay,
so here's the thing, is that I'm already off that list. You're actually buying into the scam. Here's a fun PSA for groupthink.
Yeah.
Soliciting phone calls is not illegal in America. Everyone's allowed to make cold calls. But if you use an automated system to get phone numbers, to go through a phone book and use a plant, you know, like a calling center or something like that, there's a do not call list. It's been a law for about 15 years now, the do not call list. I think it's either state or federal list you go on. I know it's a federal law. When you're on that list, no one who's running a legal business is allowed to call you. So if you get those calls and you call back, you're calling back a scam artist. Dude, they're calling from the dealer processing plant. What?
I'm
calling from the dealer processing plant? Every single person who's ever worked at a car company in the world is like, that's nowhere.
Yeah, but they say dealer processing plant because they're just assuming that they're hoping that the guy has a car. Whoever they're calling has a car, so they're like, oh my God, is this about my car? And then they engage the call or whatever
But Deepu, what's the legal thing they're up to?
I don't know. I never
they're
got
not.
That.
It's illegal. I've been on a do not call list since I got my cell phone number. Oh man, I'm gonna feel like an old man. In 2000 and oh my gosh, like 8. No, it's got to be earlier than that, like 2005 or 4.
Yeah. All right,
oh, my God. I've had a cell phone number for so long. It's the same one. So I've been on that list, like, since the beginning.
Middle paragraph? There's 4 paragraphs here.
There's 4 paragraphs, so I'll do the first one. You'll do the second one. I'll do the third one. And you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website. Or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. And you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand, it's about literacy.
That's great. Let's get back to our discussion here. I feel like we were on a roll and then you got, you fucking, your phone's ringing.
I know, it's fun to answer.
It's rude.
What I like to do, Deepu, sometimes is people will say something about podcasts and go, that's not professional. I go, of course it is. People say don't drink on air. Wasn't it fun when I got caught in my coffee cup and there was a monster at the bottom of it? Mm-hmm. Don't turn your phone off. Who cares? If you call, you're going to be on the air.
I want to know more about your thoughts on Outback Steakhouse. Like what stands out to it about you?
Okay, another fucking thing about it is – If you're gonna do this Bloomin' Onion, which let's decide this right away. The Bloomin' Onion is by far I don't want to say the wrong thing. I think Bloomin' Onion belongs to another entity. But the let's call it the deep fried onion splay. If that's your thing, which it is Outback Steakhouse, mm-hmm. it is your thing. Why aren't you going crazy on that? Like less has been taken and more has been done with that idea in the Village for a restaurant. The idea that you have a technology to create a Bloomin' Onion and you don't have like Bloomin' Onion nacho style, Bloomin' Onion pizza style, Bloomin' Onion Parmesan. Are you kidding? Everyone would eat that.
Yeah, I mean, they could. I think what happened was the big health movement kicked off.
Okay, if there's a big health movement, Deepu, one of the things that you would get off your menu and try to burn from the records of history is a Bloomin' Onion.
Well, you don't burn it away. That's like apologizing for making it. They're not doing that. But you just focus on other shit.
Ugh, those deep-fried onion apologists, right? Scum of society. We don't need their scum.
Technically vegan, now that I think about it. That's kind of crazy.
I guess it's crazy.
I'm always surprised when something's vegan. Like, whoa. No one died for that. It impresses me. It impresses me because I usually.
Are you impressed the other way?
People die for everything I enjoy.
Yeah.
Especially doing this podcast.
Well, I keep a hostage here because I get really angry. I can't even go into the comment of surprising, shockingly vegan. I don't. There's literally too much to process.
Well, no. I mean, the big thing now, Deepu,
I'm gonna have a meltdown if we talk about food again.
The Impossible Burger. The Impossible Burger. That's shockingly vegan. People are like, there's literally thousands of videos on the internet.
Deepu.
Uh huh.
I'm so close to hurt to not self harm.
You
that's
bring
not,
up
that's not
a
funny.
Restaurant
that's
for 30 minutes. I say right. vegan 8 times, and you're about to lose your fucking mind.
Okay, here's the thing. You know what pisses me off? You know that reaction videos on the internet of fake meat. You knew that was gonna upset me.
No, I didn't.
How could you not think that?
First of all, I don't know why it upsets you.
A trendy video of why is it? I can't believe it's not me. Why? Okay,
it's not just a trending video. It's like on every news night. It's every.
Oh, it's on the news. Yeah. Do you know what is a news app on your phone? This is some social media group think. I sent out a tweet about it. Ironically, Twitter is now a news app.
Yeah, that's definitely questionable.
Sickening.
I found out that.
Before we start to talk about the news, it's on all the news. They put anything on the news.
No,
they
I know.
They really do.
That is true. Well,
why aren't we on the news? What do we got to do?
I don't think we don't have to do much. I think we just have to ask.
Let's just eat a burger and react. My God, I can't believe it's a burger. No, we can't do that segment. I get very upset stomach if I eat certain types of meat.
Okay, well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that's interesting too.
Yeah.
was destroying all the ghosts and psychic power not enough to get on the news? I don't know.
Well, we didn't
go
publicize
back. Listen
it.
To it.
They didn't.
Oh, I did. Went around to psychics.
In your face! In your face!
We're number one. We're number one.
And they have their hand pointed at you like telekinetic style, and they just can't do anything. They're like, my powers are gone.
But what I got was I got a two-finger foam finger and another one-finger one, and put the two-finger one, the foam finger, to my temple, which is how you you make fun of other sports teams that are psychics.
I'm really glad you killed them off.
All right, here's what I want your thoughts on in the final minutes of the show, which was exclusively about Outback Steakhouse.
You got your wish.
Here's what I want you to tell me. Why are they still around? Not to say that they shouldn't be successful. I'm so willing to get a press representative on here to talk about Outback Steakhouse. It might be my new mission in life to get someone from Outback Steakhouse on. Why are they still around? And why not? Like, there's been so many companies that have a rebrand. Okay, wait. I have a question for you in terms of rebrand. You think that the health food thing stopped them from making a whole Bloomin' Onion list?
Well, I don't think the Bloomin' Onion needed a remix. It didn't need to be touched
up. Can we say something about groupthink in this scenario? Do you actually think that people change stuff based on crazes like that? Because I really don't think they do.
They'll add menu items to to cater. You know, McDonald's, they brought in the wraps. They brought in, you know, more salads.
Not true. So not true. Again, that's a misnomer. If you watch Super Size Me, I'm a big fan of that show. I mean, that movie. I think it changed the 21st century more than any other event. If you watch that movie, there are already wraps and salads at McDonald's.
Well, I mean, there
Morgan
was...
Spurlock eats them in the movie. So that anti-McDonald's craze.
Whoa. McDonald's didn't just start trying to be a little bit healthy after Morgan Spurlock made that movie. They had
But I'm just saying that's definitely the height and crest of the anti-McDonald's wave. He is definitely the not the height. He's the spark. Uh-huh. He's the little push in the ocean that starts that wave going against McDonald's, and they were already making salads.
I also don't remember him eating any wraps during the film. Did he eat a lot of wraps?
They don't show every meal. I think at a certain point it was his goal to try everything new. I forget all the rules.
Oh.
But
anyway, so...
He had to eat it if it wasn't available somewhere else.
Well, that's easy.
I think part of the general overall goal was to try to eat everything. So if you went somewhere and it was like... Oh, we only have this in this region.
All right, so he was eating everything, so by probability, he wasn't eating the wraps that often.
No, by probability, he was eating the wraps at least once. But yeah, no, he probably wasn't eating them that often. But he does a great deal of... Just go watch... Why am I promoting somebody else's fucking documentary? Go watch that movie. Why am I letting you get away with being uneducated?
You've been so easy on me today. It's been wonderful. Yeah. I think it's because you're on edge about some other stuff that we can't talk about on air. But
Well,
I'm loving it.
Listen, I'm willing to talk it. That monkey had it coming.
Whoa.
Yeah, this monkey in a zoo. Okay, listen. It's my fault. I ordered a used book from a simian. I knew it wasn't going to work out. The used book was a picture book of like dinner platters and Lazy Susans from the 1950s. It was covered in monkey poop. I knew what I was doing, but I got angry and I shouldn't have gotten angry.
We learn. This is life, Mike.
We learn. Do not order used books from animals and zoos. How did it get a computer?
They gave it one to see if it typed Shakespeare.
So wait, you're saying the health food craze, I don't think it changes anything. People say this stuff all the time. Well, with the health food craze, but the health food craze started in like the 70s.
Okay, well, the reason we're bringing this up is because we're wondering why the Bloomin' Onion doesn't have variations, right?
I am wondering why they don't go, here is the food menu, here is the drink menu, here's the dessert menu, here's the fucking 90-piece Bloomin' Onion menu for every variant you can think of. Shapes, different shit.
They should. It'd be so funny if they did like a baked Blooming Onion. It's just like this sad, wet, flat, fucking just pile of warm onion on a platter.
I bet it would be goddamn delicious. Here's my baked Blooming Onion. You can say any Blooming Onion. I'll make a delicious one. Here's my baked Blooming Onion, Deepu.
Okay.
It's you get a Blooming Onion.
Uh huh.
And they cook it just slightly less than they do the normal Blooming Onion.
Sure.
They don't
get
it to that full, crispy peak. They then make an onion loaf bread. And in the dough, as it's sort of setting, they put in the Bloomin' Onions, and it's sort of this beautiful kind of, it looks like a peppercorn ham, like it's these little Bloomin' Onions off of an onion loaf, and you can cut into it. Name another Bloomin' Onion, I guarantee I'll make it delicious. I'm not even a chef. You want to know why I don't have to be a chef? Because it's Bloomin' Onion dish ideas, the one thing you need no culinary experience to do. Name another one.
Let's go with the Szechuan Bloomin' Onion.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's the Bloomin' Onion.
Uh-huh.
But they just cover it in that sesame stuff from Sesame Chicken.
Sesame seeds, you mean?
That goo. Any fake Asian food goo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the starchy. Yep.
Right over the top. Boom. Done. That easy. And I'm an idiot. So keep going.
Let's go with
Make
vegan.
It harder. Come on.
Let's go with the vegan.
Well, you said it. There it was right in the beginning. It's already vegan.
There you go. That was a trick question.
Trick question. Thank you. top of the pyramid.
Let's go with Swahili Bloomin' Onion. How would you do with that style?
As I'm walking into what is clearly a setup to make me sound racist.
No.
Yes?
No.
Well, because I don't know that much about.
All right, Bloomin' Onion in Antarctica.
Hold on. I'm not done. I'm going to do Swahili. I'm going to do it. Good. I'm going to do Swahili.
Yeah. Let's see how
I don't know that much about. I don't know that much about African cuisine. I honestly don't. I know that certain parts of it, big fans of like rice dishes.
Yeah, they have some rice dishes. I mean,
so there you go. You know, oh, there you go. It comes with those little. You ever have Italian rice balls?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, just comes with those.
It just comes with Italian rice balls.
I don't know.
That's
don't
Swahili.
They're already pushing it with the native population art they have in Outback Steakhouse. I would not recommend doing a Swahili Bloomin' Onion. Okay, Antarctica was your next one?
Yeah. Is this frozen?
No. Oh, you son of a cock. No way is it frozen. It's hot because you don't want to think about cold Antarctica. We're in the Outback. What it is it's a Bloomin' Onion. Uh-huh. Uh-oh. What's underneath? What's on that Bloomin' Onion? Well, it's a flaky style thing, and right below it, salmon and cream cheese, fish style.
Oh wow! Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? You can make 1,000 of
that's
them.
That's kind of Israeli, or like a New York Jew
so,
Bloomin' Onion.
Deepu, is your thought? Hey, Mike's really uncomfortable with the race humor. Why
Let's
don't I try and
11.
Get at it? What you could have gotten away with was the New York City, the Jewish population is very fond of fish and bagels, yes. But instead, you went with Israeli, a landlocked country
that doesn't
with
even
no
eat bagels.
Supply to the ocean. Yeah.
Okay, how about this? How about Hawaiian? Let's try Hawaiian.
Oh, too easy. You
just,
goddamn
is that just a pineapple ring on top?
Pineapple and ham.
Oh God.
But shaved. And they bring it over with like a little like and it sits above like a little fake tiki torch, like a poo poo platter.
Okay. How would you serve a Bloomin' Onion if you wanted to bring it?
I
in
am
a
loving
skillet.
This interview. This is my favorite interview I've ever done.
Yeah, this is really my Walter Cronkite interview.
This is it. Frost Nixon. Deepu Mike. Lay it on me. What do you got next?
Okay.
Fucking come at me.
All right, so let's ditch the nationality stuff for a second.
Good, because it was getting racist.
Yeah, it was getting bad.
And anti-Semitic, the whole...
A little bit. Or pro-Semitic, depending on how you look at things.
How I would look at it is anti.
I'm not going to comment on that. But if you were...
Why is that? What? You don't know when to not comment. When to not comment was, should I say that the bagel in lox themed one was Israeli? That was when not to comment, ding dong.
On my next episode, I'm going to talk about
You're
the ultimate...
You're going
to apologize. No, I'm going to talk about the ultimate out. The thing you can say to shut down any controversy about you. Little tease right there. But
my grandmother's alligator's dying.
Close. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
Great. I'm not excited for the next episode. Lay it on me. We're done with nationalities. Come on. Hit me with the hard questions.
I want a way to bring a Bloomin' Onion to a customer on a hot skillet. I want it to sizzle. So how do I do
great,
that?
Great question. Another stupid restaurant, whatchamacallit, gimmick?
Scheme. Gimmick, yeah.
No, not a scheme. Little do they know, they can't touch that hot skillet, dummies. Before I answer this, I want to say, I'm hoping someone at Outback Steakhouse is hearing this going, we got to hire this guy.
Well, both of us, hopefully.
And I'm not stalling for information, but I'm just saying, okay, hot skillet.
Wait, hold on. If you got an executive, some sort of semi-executive position at Outback, you wouldn't bring me along?
Oh, I would, of course. Okay, we would go in and we would be like guest chefs. we would record podcasts the whole time and be like, please get those out of the kitchen. They're not sanitary. They wouldn't let me in a kitchen. Don't let me in a kitchen. I'll do this from a boardroom or whatever. But I'm hoping they hire me. Okay, on a hot skillet. Here you go. The Bloomin' Onion is a big Bloomin' Onion. What you do is you just fry the top of it, and the bottom is like a slightly raw onion sitting on that hot skillet. Fajitas all around. I assume worshiping it and laying stuff it like a big. That's what it is. You know what it is? It's the yeah. it's the
pile of dead bodies around.
It's a scene from Avatar where they bring back Scorsese, whatever her name was.
Whoa! References, dude. You can't reference anything.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but I did
want to
say Sigourney Weaver because I only realized this week. That's another thing that we just walk by and ignore. Sigourney. You met anyone named Sigourney other than Sigourney Weaver? Nope, because I don't think it's a real name.
But I think it's I think
she had coffee in her mouth at her first big casting.
Yeah. I don't even know what the original name could be. What could the original name be that even Penelope. With coffee in the mouth that comes out Sojourney?
Penelope. I'm going to try it right now. I'm going to put coffee in my
mouth. Sojourney. Isn't that a name? Sojourner Truth? Isn't that a person?
I'm so done with you. I'm going to try and say Penelope with coffee in my mouth. So I'm Penelope. What's her last name?
Cruz?
Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. Sigourney I'm at my first audition for my big part, which I assume is Ghostbusters.
That was a thing, yeah.
So here we go. So you're calling me into the audition, and you're like, oh, who's that?
Okay, next person, please. Who's this?
Penelope. Help!
Okay.
Help! I'm supposed to audition.
Okay, Sigourney.
I'm stuck at the bottom of my coffee, please.
Okay, Tech, could you get her out of the coffee cup, please?
Call back. So I would say that we put a sort of blue sauce down there. I don't know what's blue, maybe a blue cheese sauce, and it's supposed to be like Avatar when they worship the tree.
You know, I went to see Avatar with a buddy, and he had a panic attack halfway through the movie, so we both left.
Oh, everyone did. You guys weren't. You should have stayed. That was the point of the movie.
I was always mad at him for that, for ruining my first run through of Avatar.
The best friend you've ever had. You should go thank him right now.
Really?
Stupid movie. It's like 4 hours long, too.
Mm-hmm.
To tell the story of at one point. We will shoot guns, and then some people will die, and that's the end of the movie.
Seem very generic.
Give me more. Come on. Let's do it. Rapid fire. We only have a few minutes left here. Throw it at me.
All right. Meat Lovers.
Too easy. Inside the Bloomin', outside the Bloomin' Onion. How's that Bloomin' Onion kept together? Oh, how about a fried bacon wrap next?
Wellington.
Again,
onion Wellington.
Far too easy. You make a beef Wellington, and the outside is instead of baking the bread, it's wrapped with onions, and you deep fry it.
Okay, banh mi onion.
Banh mi onions. Banh mi. Next one. Keep them going.
Let's go with masala. Masala.
I assume. By the way, this might be ignorant of me, of Indian cuisine. I assume all Indian cuisine starts as a blooming onion, and someone's like, ah, crap, add all this sauce.
You know, you might be right there.
I don't know enough about it.
Let's go with Amazonian blooming onion. How would you do it there?
Again, avoiding the racist thing, but let's go with it anyway. Frog meat in there. Tiny little frog meat. Next.
Let's go Egyptian.
Egyptian. Man, is this just like, what is the closest we can get to seeing if Michael will be racist without him being racist?
No, maybe Egypt. I just love Egypt and the Amazon.
Name an Egyptian food.
What?
Name an Egyptian food.
Zatar.
There you
go. Zatar. Boom.
Oh, you Googled it.
No? You think I typed that fast? My keyboard is covered in sticky stuff. I can't type anything.
Ew. Okay.
It's beer. That's spilled on my
On the most disgusting note we've ever had, which is to say... We're out of Bloomin' Onion ideas once we hit Egypt. And Deepu's keyboard is all sticky. Good night, everyone.
Good.
All right, next episode. Okay, I'm going to take a 2-minute break to grab my laundry. So stop recording.
All right.